Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 23rd. 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Solomon Edwards appoints Carissa Robb as Managing Partner, Banking and Financial Services. Solomon Edwards has appointed Carissa Robb as Managing Partner of its Banking and Financial Services practice. Robb, who became a partner in 2024, will lead the BFS vertical, offering tailored solutions for the regulated industry. CEO John Gulnack praised Robb's strategic foresight and leadership, transforming the firm into a strategic enabler for BFS leaders. Under Robb's guidance, the BFS practice has expanded its expertise in financial crimes compliance and M&A readiness. Robb's client-first approach and industry experience have positioned Solomon Edwards as a trusted partner for financial institutions seeking modernization and risk management solutions. To learn more about Solomon Edwards and their services, visit solomonedwards.com.
Rosso Commercial arranges sale of 30,731 CESF West Court Medical Office Building in Annapolis for $3.7 million. Rosso Commercial Real Estate Services successfully sold the 30,731 square foot West Court Medical Office Building in Annapolis for $3.7 million. Located in the heart of Annapolis's Town Center District, the four-story building provided a unique opportunity for investors and owner users. After representing the property for 8 years, Ryan Brassel, SIOR, and John Rosso, SIOR of Rosso CRE, facilitated the sale to a qualified 1031 exchange buyer. The building, 50% leased at the time of sale, offers immediate occupancy potential of up to 15,000 square feet. The strategic sale reflects the demand for adaptable office buildings in Annapolis MD. Rosso CRE's total sales volume for 2025 now exceeds $30 million, showcasing their expertise in the commercial real estate market.
Hillenbrand announces note redemption, amends credit agreements. Hillenbrand announced the redemption of its $375 million, 4.500% notes due September 2026. They also successfully amended and extended their syndicated credit agreement, including a $700 million revolving credit facility, a $175 million term loan, and a euro-denominated delayed draw term loan of up to $240 million. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., and JP Morgan S.E. are the administrative agents. Additionally, Hillenbrand amended its $325 million LG facility agreement with Commerzbank Aktiengesellschaft as coordinator. These moves optimize the company's capital structure, providing greater operational and financial flexibility. Hillenbrand, a global industrial company listed on YSE as HI, offers mission-critical processing equipment and solutions to various industries. For more information, visit hillenbrand.com.
Aviation-focused Kilsar closes on $3.7 million. Virginia Beach Kilsar has a $3.7 million seed round co-led by LightBank and Catulla Holdings. Techstars and ScaleWolf also participated. Kilsar aims to modernize aviation maintenance and training by capturing expert knowledge. The company has partnered with the Aviation Institute of Maintenance to address the industry's workforce crisis. Founder Brendan Lawler, with a background in AI, is leading the development of an AI-powered platform to revolutionize maintenance procedures. Kilsar's Orion platform aims to upskill technicians, reduce diagnosis time, and enhance precision. The funding will support team expansion, deployment, and further development of the AI assistant. Catulla Holdings, a private equity fund, made its first venture investment in Kilsar.
Catulla Holdings co-leads $3.7 million seed round for aviation-focused Kilsar. Virginia Beach VA-based Kilsar has closed a $3.7 million seed round co-led by LightBank and Catulla Holdings. The company is focused on building a platform for aviation maintenance and training. Kilsar has formed a strategic partnership with the Aviation Institute of Maintenance to address the growing crisis in aviation maintenance training. Founder and CEO Brendan Lawler, who previously worked at PRA Group, is leading the effort to modernize the training pipeline. Kilsar is developing AI-powered technologies for both defense and commercial use to address the urgent need for skilled technicians in the aviation industry. The funding will be used to expand engineering teams, accelerate onboarding, and further develop Orion's real-time AI assistant.
Rizia completes its first-ever project in the U.S., utilizing modular bathrooms and kitchens built at its off-site manufacturing facility in Georgia. Rizia, a leading housing platform, has completed its first-ever project in the U.S. with the unveiling of Rizia Golden Glades in Miami, Florida. This new-build residential community features 420 apartments with modern finishes and amenities, including a fitness center, swimming pool, clubhouse, and more. The construction utilized prefabricated bathrooms and kitchens built at Rizia's manufacturing facility in Georgia, reducing costs and expediting the construction process. Rizia Manufacturing specializes in hybrid fabrication for modular construction, ensuring high-quality components with mechanical, electrical, and plumbing systems. This innovative approach not only increases efficiency, but also enhances quality control. Rizia Golden Glades is now open for tours and aims to provide affordable, high-quality housing solutions to residents in South Florida.
ITS Logistics July Port Rail Ramp Index. Pre-peak season shipping activity with retailers has stressed import volumes at origin. ITS Logistics has released the July forecast for the U.S. Port Rail Ramp Freight Index, revealing that pre-retail peak season shipping activity has increased import volumes at origin. Due to equipment shortages, shippers are booking into new North American entry points. Despite challenges, North American inland transportation is holding up. The Port of LA saw a 14.4% increase in container volumes. The threat of a labor strike at East and Gulf Coast ports is causing shippers to shift bookings to the West Coast. Labor disruptions could impact operations in the U.S. and Canada. ITS Logistics offers transportation solutions across North America and distribution services with two-day reach to 96% of the U.S. population. Visit their website for the full index and forecasts.
Evolution Credit Partners surpasses $1 billion in credit protection as companies seek alternatives to traditional trade credit insurance. Evolution Credit Partners Management, LLC, has surpassed $1 billion in protection since launching its TCP business in late 2020. The firm's TCP program offers tailored credit protection solutions for companies unable to secure them through traditional channels. This milestone reflects the growing demand for alternative trade credit solutions as companies navigate shifting supply chains and rising tariffs. Evolution's bespoke TCP offering helps mitigate counterparty risk and preserve working capital in a challenging market environment. Recent examples include supporting Casas Bahia, a major retail chain in Brazil, with a customized TCP solution. Evolution's innovative features include protection against bankruptcy and non-payment events, preference, work in progress, customizable monthly protection amounts, and extension flexibility. By combining leveraged finance and trade finance expertise, Evolution helps clients manage risk and grow confidently. For more information, visit evolutioncreditpartners.com.
Lime rides in Atlanta exceed 1 million in first half of 2025. In the first half of 2025, Lime riders in Atlanta have taken over 1 million trips, a 45% increase from last year. June alone saw 205,348 trips, marking an 18% growth year over year. Lime continues to invest in Atlanta, deploying new-gen Lime bikes and Lime glider, supporting Pride initiatives and community events. Lime's success in Atlanta showcases its deep integration into daily life, with ongoing investments in the city, including supporting LGBTQIA+ communities and launching new, inclusive micromobility options. Lime's commitment to sustainability is evident through its significant reduction in carbon emissions intensity, keeping it on track for net zero by 2030. Lime's global expertise, combined with a hyperlocal approach, ensures reliable and sustainable service for riders, contributing to a greener and more connected urban environment. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.